Judges chapter 15, verses 14 to 17. Samson breaks out. But once again, that's the wrong title. Yes, it is Samson that breaks out. But the work that's done here is God's Spirit through Samson breaking out. But I'll use that title, Samson Breaks Out. The men of Judah have sold Samson. Yes, sold him into the Philistines. 3,000 of them. And they've tied him with two new ropes. And they take him to Lehi, verse 14. And the Philistines come out laughing all over their chops, shouting, rejoicing. As he approached Lehi, the Philistines came towards him, shouting, triumphant. Here he is. Samson's bound, and they can kill him. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. What a wonderful verse. What a wonderful sentence. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. And of course, the ropes on his arms just came like flax, charred flax. And they just peeled away. The bindings dropped from his wrists, his hands. And it just so happened. It just so happened, yes. A fresh jawbone of a donkey was there. He grabbed it. And with the jawbone of an ass, he slaughtered 1,000 men. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he used Samson's arm, and his hand held the jawbone of a donkey. And by the Spirit of the Lord, he killed 1,000 out of 3,000. Then Samson, with his wit, his rhyming, riddling nature, he's full of this. With a donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. And of course, there's a play on words here. If you look at the words he used, he's talking about heaps. There's heaps of Philistines here. Yeah. And the donkey sounds like heap. He's playing on the word, the Hebrew words here. Donkey and heap. With a donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. They came out laughing to me. They were going to bring me down, but God's Spirit has brought them down. With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men. When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone. And the place was called, yes, it should be called too, Ramath Lehi, Jawbone Hill, Slaughter Hill, Samson's Breakout Hill. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. That's the hill. That's the signal victory. Samson breaks out. Can you see, my friend? I talk to believers, fellow believers. It's God's Spirit we need. It's not the jawbone. It's not Samson's arm. It's God's Spirit. It's not David's pebble. Well, it was David's pebble, but it was God who did it. 1,000 men killed with a jawbone. Goliath killed with a pebble. The brass serpent in the wilderness, that didn't affect anything, but everybody who looked to the brass serpent in the wilderness, the snake, on that pole, was delivered from death. 3,000 men, Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, 3,000 men converted to Christ, Jewish men and women and children, thousands of them, brought under the sound of the gospel. And the gospel comes with power. And 3,000 at least, and then later on more thousands. How was it done? Through a mighty preacher? Well, yes, he was a mighty preacher, but he was a fisherman talking. And God used him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. Well, Paul was a mighty eloquent preacher. No, he determined not to be eloquent. But I am determined, he said, to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 2, the Spirit, the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. That's what we need. Dynamite, dunamis. We don't need clever, intellectual, learned discourses and lectures. We need powerful, spiritual, powerful, dynamic, vigorous preaching by the Spirit of the Lord. That's what I see in this passage. Let me make some other points too. What did Samson do? With the jawbone. He threw it away. He didn't make any relic of it. Unfortunately, they kept the brass serpent, and it was Hezekiah, 2 Kings 18, verse 4, who had to destroy it because they made an idol of it. There is no idol to be made of pebbles and preachers. It's offensive to hear men glorying and gloating and bragging about men. It's God's spirit, not by might, not by power, said Micah. God said through Micah, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And that's what we need today. Brother and sister, do you feel weak? Are you bound with ropes, as it were? Are the enemies of God laughing at you? Do your foes triumph over you? Are you fearful? You've only got a jawbone in your hand. What can you do? You can do nothing, my friend, nor can I. If you saw what I'm trying to do, the way I'm trying to do it, you'd laugh. It is laughable. But God uses pebbles. He uses fishermen. He uses a brass serpent. He uses a jawbone of an ass. He might even use me. He might even use this discourse to deal with some believer now and encourage them and challenge them and lift them up. I might be a jawbone. I might be a dried up bone. But if God's spirit should come upon me, and you, my brother and sister, yes, sisters, yes, God can use even us, our feeble words, our feeble works, our feeble lives. There is one further point. There's a word here for the unbeliever. Oh, yes. You see, the Philistines, they see Samson coming, and they come out, as I say, laughing all over their faces, don't they? They're rubbing their hands with glee. They're rejoicing here. They shout with joy. They can't believe their luck, as they would call it. And they don't realize they're on the verge of utter disaster. They laugh as they're falling into disaster. Within a few minutes, 1,000 of them will be dead, and the 2,000 will be scattered. I see a very great principle here. At the moment, I'm speaking on December the 22nd. In my society, not for me, but in my society, the world goes absolutely crazy with its carnality. I'm afraid the churches encourage it with their sentimental talk. So carnality is rife this weekend. Sinners are laughing and drinking themselves into delusions. But I want to use this little passage and warn sinners. You see, death is on the road. Judgment is coming. And it might be that the sinner laughs most when he is most in danger, when he's the nearest to death. I urge you, unbeliever, not to laugh into carnality and into damnation, but prepare to meet your God. I know that's a music hall joke, prepare to meet your God, but it's a prophet speaking. And it's a word for you. And I learned that from Samson at Lehi. I want to bring this home with power, and I know no better way than a hymn by William Gadsby. Will you listen to it, my friend? I speak to you in love and in sincerity, not gloatingly. I want to help you. Can it be that this little discourse will turn one of you, two of you, 1,000 of you, I don't know, to Jesus Christ? May it be so. Listen. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Let me ask that again. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian? Am I washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? Am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer, trusting wholly to his merit, casting on him all my care, daily panting in his likeness to appear. If my hope on Christ is stayed, let him come when he thinks best. Yes, death is on the road, but Christ is coming too. O my soul, be not dismayed. Lean upon his loving breast. He will cheer thee. He will cheer thee with the smilings of his face. But if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble, think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. That's what I see here, my friend. They're laughing. They're rubbing their hands together. They're shouting for joy. And they're on the verge of the most disastrous event in their life, death. I warn you, unbeliever. I warn you. Be ready to meet with God. How can you be ready? Repent and cry out and call out to Jesus Christ and trust him. His precious name, his righteousness, his precious blood. He will wash you from your sins. He will clothe you with his righteousness. And you will be ready to meet God. If you're not in Christ, I don't care where you are or what you are or who you are. You are not ready. Think and tremble. Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. Learn from Lehi. Ramath Lehi, Jawbone Hill, so it was. It was the spirit of God's hill. The saints, let us learn that God can triumph even with the most feeble instruments. And may every unbeliever learn that they must immediately, now, at this very moment, seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Do it, my friend, do it now. I plead with you, for Christ's sake. Amen.